Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Budgets, gotta take it, wanna meet my way. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get there, you'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever is going on, you got something you're excited about, something you're frightened about. We got something you can read or listen to or watch right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our good friend Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the year. Jeffrey D. Zabar is the name on the books. Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home, Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's just three of his, I don't know how many, couple of hundred books you've written, Jeff. Thank you for hanging out with us. Chief Home Officer, he is the Chief Home Officer, chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
Absolutely. That's the place to find me. And Chief Home Officer on Facebook and at Chief Home Office, drop the R.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, one of the things that I've been doing a lot of thinking about, I've written about this. I haven't published anything on this yet, but I have been doing some work on it. And that is what I call technology as if humanity matters.
Right.
There's a book that E.F. Schumacher wrote 40 years ago called Economics as if People Matter. And this is, he was talking about thinking about our marketplace in a way that not only serves the marketplace, but also serves people. And what I'm playing off of that angle, and I'm talking about technology as if humanity matters. Now, as you know, you and I talk a lot about technology, and in every single case we talk about, the technology we talk about is how it serves a human, right?
Right.
Like your cell phone, we talk about that a lot, and different pieces of technology. How does it serve a human? Well, when do we get to the point where the technology critical mass serves humans but starts to not serve humanity? You see my point?
Absolutely. I mean, we see it every day. We see it with kids who play video games instead of going out and playing.
That's a good example. Now, look, think of the long-term impact of that. Not today, but over a generation or more.
Well, look, we see a rise in childhood obesity. We see PE being taken away from grade school because parents and people don't care enough to say, stop.
What about interpersonal communication? What about the ability to talk to someone? Now, you know, how many times have you heard me say social media, about social media? Face-to-face is the original social media.
Right. Absolutely.
So if we all stay home in our computers and use Facebook, who are we talking to face-to-face?
Right. I'd say our vision is getting worse because we're reading and focusing on these smaller screens. You know, our ability to adapt, as you say, to individual. The ability to, you know, look, even penmanship. They don't offer penmanship classes.
They don't teach cursiveness anymore.
They don't teach cursive, and you can't. And
cursive writing.
People don't write well long form. They all expect it, as do I.
Right.
They all expect it as a typed missive or letter or a correspondence.
Or a tweet, for God's sake.
Or a tweet. You know, I mean, I think a tweet is the worst example or the best example of how writing has gone digital.
Or texting is probably worse than that.
Well, texting and tweeting, you know,
they're very similar.
A limitation in both.
Right.
And then you get people saying you are for your.
How about this? I read books on my iPad.
Right.
I have an employee who reads books on her phone, on her smartphone.
Right.
And that's fine if that's the way you want to do it. But what are we going to do when we're not making any books anymore? We're only doing e-books. At what point? I mean, I have e-books. We make e-books here, but at what point in time do we? Does society stop being served, humanity stop being served, because we have no more books that you can hold in your hand?
Well, I tell you what, your
bookshelf... And all the books are in the cloud, so to speak.
The books that you have on your bookshelf right now will become relics of an ancient era, and they will become valuable because there will be no more print.
Have you seen...
I don't have a problem with that. because I don't have a problem with advancements in technology. You know, I don't mind that books will be in the cloud, okay? We will be able to print them if we want, whatever the case may be. But I spoke to somebody about that this week, where if you look at, you know, when in Star Trek, when Jean-Luc Picard is reading something quietly in his waiting room or his cabin, he's on a tablet of some sort. So I don't have a problem with the advancement of technology. But, like, to your point, if we don't get introspective, if we don't look at what will be lost in the process, yes, thousands of jobs will be lost in the printing industry, but are we losing something there? Are we losing something in the greater sense when we're, our minds are focused on a screen and not on other eyeballs?
Well, that's it. And see, the point, and you know how much we leverage technology here. You know that we're there are no Luddites around here.
Right.
But my only point is, isn't it now time to start asking the question, okay, yes, I adopt this technology, but I'm also asking the question, what is the impact on humanity?
Right. Right. There are so many impacts.
We have to start asking, don't we have to start asking that question?
Absolutely, because we don't consider them. And I think it's not we in the greater, like, you know, humanity has to ask, but it has to start with the individual.
Yeah.
It has to start with the mom saying,
right,
put that console down, put that handheld controller down,
right,
get outside and play with some friends.
When I take my grandchildren fishing, I don't let them take their little pads with them or whatever they have, their gaming
good
things.
For you.
Hey, Jeff, website quickly, website.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out, folks. That's Jeffrey Zabar. We call him Jeff. Hey, thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Always great to be with you, Jeff.
Quick
thanks
break.
For having me.
Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.